Hello and welcome to your advanced hypnosis session from hypnosisdownloads.com. You'll get the best results from your download by giving it your full attention. Please do not listen to it when you need to maintain concentration, such as when driving.
Hello and welcome to your Cure Insomnia hypnotic session from hypnosisdownloads.com. My name is Mark Tyrrell and I'm a director of Uncommon Knowledge. For the duration of this hypnotic session, you'll need to be sitting or lying down someplace comfortable and relaxing. Please ensure you're sitting or lying down comfortably right now. Okay, now before you really begin to relax deeply, I just want to talk a little bit about insomnia and how to have a good sleep routine. We call this having good sleep hygiene. Insomnia can be described as difficulty getting off to sleep. And it can be caused through excessive worry. You may have found difficulty switching off and relaxing enough to begin your journey into sleep. To go to sleep, you need, of course, to relax. Worry and rumination, or too much excitement, produces adrenaline, which keeps you alert and awake. The experience you're about to have will give you the technique of being able to switch off worry. Now, you may have noticed that the more you try to sleep, the further you drive sleep away. Actually, and strange as it may seem, you're more likely to fall asleep when you try to stay awake. I remember a time when my young son found himself worrying that he couldn't sleep. I told him that if he could stay awake until 2 a.m., I'd give him £5. If he could stay awake until 4 a.m., he would receive £10. And if he succeeded in staying awake all night, I'd reward him with £15. The result was that 15 minutes later, he was fast asleep. As you'll have noticed, there are some things in life that are not helped by trying to do them consciously. You'll find that sleep and relaxation can be a byproduct of the following relaxation. Forget trying to sleep. You need to train your mind and body to relax deeply. Natural, deep, and refreshing sleep will begin to develop as a happy side effect of employing the following deep sleep method. You may have found that getting to sleep had been fine, but you'd been waking up in the night or early hours of the morning and felt unable to return to sleep. Again, if this happens, then use the following technique you're about to experience, as it will train your mind and body to relax in these times. When this happens regularly, then often your body stops bothering to wake you up just to relax again. Of course, physical pain can cause insomnia. If you suffer from pain, ensure that you have been medically checked by a qualified professional. There are certain practical things you can do to encourage good sleep patterns. Firstly, avoid alcohol just before you retire. Alcohol may help you to get to sleep, but it will also wake you up later in the night, and your quality of sleep won't be as good if you use alcohol. And if you can possibly avoid it, don't do shift work, as your body clock will be put out of sync and your sleep cycle requires a consistent pattern. Next, use your bedroom only for sleep or sex. Doing work accounts or watching stimulating TV will create an association of alertness with your sleeping area. Your bedroom needs to be a place to shut out the concerns of the day and really wind down and relax. Likewise, of course, avoid any stimulants, such as tea or coffee or hot chocolate, after 6 p.m., because you need to have a gradual wind down period before retiring to bed. Any vigorous exercise you do, such as aerobics, needs to be done at least 3 hours before going to bed, to give your body the chance to return to normal so you can start to relax. And stop watching TV or surfing the net at least an hour before bedtime, as these activities stimulate your system. Now, there are also things you can do to actively encourage deep sleep. You can try having a small carbohydrate snack before you go to bed. Having cookies or warm milk with no sugar encourage the release of something called serotonin, which encourages slow-wave deep sleep. Also, have a hot bath. This helps because in order to go to sleep, your body needs to cool. After the end of the bath, the cooling will encourage sleepiness. Likewise, ensure your bedroom is comfortably cool and also dark. Darkness encourages a brain chemical called melatonin, which promotes sleep. If you do get up in the night, don't switch a bright light on, as this will encourage your brain to respond as if the sun were rising. And a final and important point is, don't sleep during the day. Sleep is a beautiful beast that needs to be tamed. Your sleep needs to be exclusive to night times. Sleeping during the day will drive out nighttime sleep. Okay, now we come to your hypnotic relaxation. Remember, you're going to become better at doing this the more you relax in this way. Now, just close your eyes. That's it. And it's interesting that as you become drowsy and sleepy, your mind begins to produce its own images from within yourself. Awareness goes from outside reality to the inside when you start to go to sleep. These images, which can be just a split second, we call dream fragments. Now, you don't need to have very detailed images in your mind, just an approximation. That's it. Okay, now I'd like you to just get the image of an apple inside your mind. That's it, only for a fleeting second, maybe half a second or a second. Just an apple on a plate or just floating in space. That's good. Now, you know what the moon looks like. And as you begin to relax deeper, all over your body, just get the image of the moon in your mind. That's it. Perhaps the space around it can be very dark. That's it, just imagining the moon in your mind. That's good. And also, you hold in your mind the image of a car, some kind of car. And just for a split second, notice in your mind's eye what a car might look like, or maybe just part of a car. Do that now. Now, when you dream deeply, with calm and rest, you imagine sounds. And right now, just for a second or so, imagine the sound of a musical note. Maybe on a piano, or on a guitar perhaps, just one note. Just imagine the sound of that in your mind as you begin to relax deeper. That's it. And you could even approximate in your mind the experience of hearing a person drumming their fingers on a desk or a hard surface. Just for a few seconds. Imagine the drumming sound of fingers on a desk as you relax deeper. That's it. And now, as you notice a deepening kind of calm, rest, drift all around you, just notice in your mind what a gentle waterfall might sound like in the distance as you relax deeper. Just something like that in your mind right now. That's it. And in a gentle, calming dream, you can imagine the feel of a warm, gentle breeze on your face. And I'd just like you to imagine that right now as you relax a little deeper. Or the sensation of relaxing in water someplace, maybe by a beach, or even in the bath. Just get the sense of the reality of being in water, the feel of that around your body, as you relax more completely. That's it. And just imagine the sensations of holding a feather in your hand and feeling it through the fingers. The lightness, the silkiness of this sensation as you relax deeper each time you do this. And there's going to be a time when you begin to feel very sleepy in a very wholesome way. That's it. And there is a kind of instinctive inevitability about the certainty of approaching sleep. Enjoying those delicious few moments before drifting into certain rest and sleep. And you go into your bedroom. That's it. And you sink into bed. Like those moments so many people have had. Maybe you've had. When you just enjoy a few precious, delicious moments of remaining awake time. Because your unconscious mind senses the certainty of approaching deep sleep. Like when nature knows the soothing spring is about to come. And those eyes close, and that breathing begins to change and slow down. And as you begin to fall asleep, your mind produces images that just come to mind. Called fragments of dreams. And as you fall asleep, your brain's pattern of activity go through light relaxation, or alpha, to theta, which is deeper relaxation, and finally to delta, which is found in deep, slow-wave, recuperative and restorative sleep. And as you sleep deeply, time disappears, and hours become like minutes, and every cell of your body can take deep refreshment and rest right now and during these times. That's good. And even the regular deep rest and relaxation you can receive from these sessions will bring more health, balance, and calm into your life. And the more you relax deeply to this download, the deeper and more refreshing your sleep will be. And for now, you can just begin to drift back to the room, feeling very relaxed and calm. That's it. So in a couple of moments, just beginning to drift back, feeling so restful and peaceful. That's it. And you can open your eyes right now, if you choose to, coming back, feeling refreshed and relaxed. Good. Now you can learn the relaxation technique from this session and use it for yourself. You can use it either before sleeping or during any times of night when you may awaken. Of course, you can envisage any times you wish in your mind. And you may like to check out other sessions at hypnosisdownloads.com, such as Stop Negative Thoughts and Instant Stress Relief. My name is Mark Tyrrell. Thank you for listening and the best of luck to you.